This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. You know, Captain John Reagan, we have been broadcasting for years, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that this is our very first broadcast without the golfer residing in taking up shop at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
that would be true.
What a great feeling. What a great feeling knowing that our company, our country is being led by someone other than a golfer or his right-hand man or woman being a vacationer. And you know, the interesting thing about that is that the first thing that the golfer did after leaving 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue was play golf. Jeez! You would think that he'd be interested in his new accommodations where he's going to be living, making sure that the move went well, you know, managing the move. Somebody would. No, they take off. They're so used to being waited on hand and foot that they entrusted the move to their new house, the new rental house in Washington. They entrusted that to others. I can't imagine that. John, I can't imagine that. Just hands off, walking away. Not even supervising, managing, or advising. They weren't there. Other people took care of all that for them. That's how
Go ahead. They had to get that last free ride on Air Force One.
Right.
Whereas past retiring presidents have been using that to go home. Well, he doesn't really have a home, so he did the next best thing, go golfing.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. That guy's taking more vacations, almost $100 million worth of vacations during the time that he took up residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And, you know, Cliff High was right with his Webbot report. He said that, Hillary would just kind of disappear, you know, be off the radar. She's off the radar, isn't she, for the most part? It's great.
Well, when you're not in a position to, when you're not in a position to pay up on your promises, I imagine she's looking over her shoulder when she goes out.
Yeah. I hope she does. I hope she does as a lifetime of looking over her shoulder for promising things that she couldn't deliver. And you know, wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be nice if all those people who bet on her and gave her money because they thought she would have the influence of being the president of corporate USA, wouldn't it be nice if they all demanded their refunds? And is there not an implied contract? Here's the money. Here are our expectations of you. That's why we're doing this. And of course, they would deny that. Hillary and Bill and Chelsea would deny that there were any strings attached, I'm sure. And by the way, isn't it amazing how the wealth of people in political office seems to go up dramatically while they're in office. Isn't that amazing? And Vladimir Putin is, according to what I read, he's the seventh wealthiest person on the planet, Vladimir Putin. And we don't hear about that. We don't hear that he's, you know, wealthy beyond imagination. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying he's wealthy. And, you know, Donald Trump's wealth doesn't compare to Vladimir Putin's. Doesn't compare. Not even the same league in terms of financially. Now, in terms of power, yeah. Yeah. But not in wealth. Well, John, what do you have lined up for us today?
Well, you may notice that the post is a little shorter than usual. It doesn't take more than a couple of hours of interruptions to really mess with my weekly schedule, as you can see here. I watched the inauguration live, and then I kept the TV on in the background, so that was quite a disruption on Friday, and I never really caught up since. So I'll be going through what would have normally been in the news part of the post and pull out. There's definitely some very relative things that, you know, of course, we don't get to on air. That's why I've broken up the post. There's enough, and you can look if you see hour one there. A lot of quantum updates. I hadn't realized how long it had been since I'd checked out D-Wave's site. We talked about quantum computers, I guess, starting about 3 or 4 years ago now. And I didn't realize, you know, I guess with the move and the Hear the Watchman conference in Knoxville and everything, I just hadn't gotten there. So between the updates and the videos that came out since, that's where some of my time went as well. At one time, I had about 24 tabs open with you know, news items I hadn't read about quantum. So I've cut that down to six, and we'll be getting to those today.
Okay. You know, one thing that's absent really from the news cycle is, remember Madonna promised to service anyone who voted for Hillary Clinton? She's reneged on that. And I'm sure, John, I'm sure you read the post about how she thought of blowing up the White House, right?
Yes, and didn't she promise to leave the country, too?
I don't know about that, but that would be, it'd be a good third part of what she said, if she did say that. But the interesting thing is, she says things that are absolutely ludicrous. And I understand from what I read last night on the internet that she's being investigated for her comments about blowing up the White House. Now, if John Doe made a statement like that, if a homeless guy made a statement about blowing up the White House, wouldn't he be investigated? I mean, she said this publicly behind a microphone to thousands of people. And some people might be dumb enough to follow her lead, or at least what she says. I find it quite interesting that she would be dumb enough to say that. And I find it interesting that she isn't behind bars already for those comments. You might call it inciting a riot. You might call it a lot of things. But the Secret Service is allegedly going to investigate her. And my question is, why did it take so long? Why wasn't she hauled off the stage immediately by the police for saying that? I've never heard anybody say that. You know, I've been to lots of presentations and seminars and conventions, and I've never heard anybody say things like that. Now, there used to be a time when you could express your views about, you know, the presidents and say whatever you wanted to say about them. Now, that's called hate speech. And you can be arrested for it. Well, what do you call what Madonna said? And what's with these women who are protesting against Donald Trump? What's with that? What actually do they want? What do they want? Do you know what they want? I'm not sure what they want, John.
Well, we can look at there's 50 organizations connected with George Soros that are connected to this Women's March. And you can also, you know, occasionally find the news where if you're a pro-life woman, you weren't invited to march with them.
Yeah, my wife, Mrs. Finelli, mentioned to me that she read on the news this morning that there was a dog that was left out in minus 20 degree weather, and she believes that the dog did not survive. And how cruel that is, right? How cruel that is. And so now, compare that to the wanton taking of a human, right? Isn't that what you're talking about?
Yes, and if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, Hagman had a former Satanist on Thursday, hours 2 and 3. And if you think what John Robertson presented that Friday before Halloween when I was guest hosting was wild, you could check out Thursday night's Hagman show and see how these millions of abortions are being used to support Satan. It is absolutely disgusting. And just try to get through to those women you saw on the march. Some of them, whether they know it or not, are just plain Satanists. Others are just plain ignorant or deceived. But it doesn't matter. You see the results you end up with.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. His website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Also, EZE33.org. We'll be right back. John, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to cover an oldie, if cars worked like Windows.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the secure for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John's with us. Captain John Reagan. If cars worked like windows, John.
I thought this would be something a little bit on the lighter side.
Yeah.
We talk about self-driving cars quite a bit here. And what I thought about when I pulled this up, you know, this has been floating around the net for a long time, but it's been a while since I've seen it. I laughed out loud when I read it again, so I thought you might enjoy it as hell. The article starts out, and it's the post is dated in January of 2005. So If it was around for a long time then, you can imagine, probably 20, 25 years old. And I'll read it to you. Bill Gates reportedly compared the computer industry with the auto industry and said, if GM had kept up with technology like the computer industry has, we would all be driving $25 cars that got 1,000 miles to the gallon. In response to Bill's comments, General Motors issued a press release stating, if GM had developed technology like Microsoft, we would all be driving cars with the following characteristics. First, for no reason whatsoever, your car would crash twice a day. Two, every time they repainted the lines on the road, you would have to buy a new car. Three, occasionally your car would die on the freeway for no reason. You would have to pull to the side of the road, close all the windows, shut off the car, restart it, and reopen the windows before you could continue. For some reason, you would simply accept this. Four, occasionally executing maneuvers such as a left turn would cause your car to shut down and refuse to restart, in which case you would have to reinstall the engine. Five, like Macintosh would make a car that was powered by the sun, was reliable, five times as fast, and twice as easy to drive, but would run on only 5% of the roads. Six, the oil, water temperature, and alternator warning lights would all be replaced by a single, "This car has performed an illegal operation," warning light. Seven, the airbag system would ask, "Are you sure?" before deploying. Eight, occasionally for no reason whatsoever, your car would lock you out and refuse to let you in until you simultaneously lifted the door handle, turned the key, and grabbed a hold of the radio antenna. Nine, every time a new car was introduced, car buyers would have to learn how to drive all over again because none of the controls would operate in the same manner as the old car. And number 10, you'd have to press the start button to turn the engine off.
You know, there are a few that are missing from that, John. And one of them is that your car, 11 would be your car is no longer serviceable, right? It's no longer supported. We don't do them anymore, that particular vintage car. Isn't that what Microsoft does? They stop supporting previous versions.
Yep. And if your car got infected with ransomware, you'd have to pay the pirate in order to keep your car going.
Mm-hmm. You know, John, in this line of thinking, very seriously, over the weekend I was working on my little diesel Mercedes that I bought. It's 21 years old. And the reason I bought that, I bought it for very little money. I mean, very little money. The reason that I bought it is I'm not interested in being held up by the equivalent of Microsoft. I'm not willing to be held up by the dealers in the automotive industry with these cars that are computer controlled to the point where you cannot work on them anymore. I have an old Chevy truck, a 2004, and for some reason it decided not to start. It just won't start. So I looked at the fuel pressure. I put a fuel pressure gauge on it. It's got fuel pressure. I checked the ignition spark. It's got ignition spark. It kind of starts, but it won't keep running. I put fuel down the intake manifold, and it runs for a few seconds and then quits. So according to that, all systems are working, but it won't run. It won't continue to run. That's the kind of frustration I'm talking about. And how do you fix that? Well, if you have lots of parts, you can substitute all kinds of parts. That's an expensive way to do it. I'd rather just know what the problem is and replace that part. And so far, I'm stumped. We'll be right back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your
take.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, what's next?
Well, if you remember when Google and NASA, which seemed like a strange combination, went in together and bought a quantum computer a few years ago. This is when I was still living there in Springfield, and I was trying to figure out how can I explain the capacity of this thing. It's, you know, even with the financial updates that I do in the trillions of dollars, our minds really can't even comprehend that. And the 512-qubit computer was so much more than that. So what I did, and I brought this to you know, the meetup there in Springfield is I had a stack of Legos. And this stack of Legos was almost as tall as me. And every Lego represented a digit. So that's how many digits were in this number. And it just so far beyond anything that we know of. I mean, the huge financial numbers, you know, it's just a small, small part of the stack. And even when you get into the large numbers, like, yeah, number of stars in the universe, or even the number of atoms in the universe, you still have many, that's not even halfway up the stack. It's just a huge, huge number. And in the years since, of course, they have improved the computers. And what we're going to see in some of these updates going through the 1,000-bit qubit, the 2,000-qubit. And when you start to look at these 2,000-qubit computers, if you wanted to, you know, make a stack of Legos, again, where, you know, if these were just ordinary bits and you were putting it into a number with, you know, three numbers with commas like we're used to seeing, and you just kept on stacking, you know, one Lego for each one of those numbers, you're now getting to around 20 feet high, maybe even more, in Legos just to represent how big a number this computer is capable of. And I came across a video that did explaining more on how the quantum annealing process worked. And that actually gets into exponential, so it's something that's going to require me taking some time, and I may not even be able to get to that until after this year's here at the Watchman Conference. And that would make the number of, let's just say, combinations that it can look at an exponentially larger number. And it's, and if you don't believe it's being weaponized, I've got an article in here that will dispel that myth. This kind of started off the Quantum Update 1. Came across this article, graphene's superconductive power has finally been unlocked, and it's crazier than we've expected. And it doesn't directly relate this to the quantum computers, but you're using the superconductive material at a very low temperature. In fact, inside the D-Wave quantum computer, it is colder in there than it is in outer space. It's called the coldest place in the universe. It is very, very close to absolute zero. So that's one of the limitations that they are having with these quantum computers, because they do have to keep it so cold just to make all these weird quantum features work. However, with this new graphene, they're able to do superconductivity at a higher temperature. They're not saying exactly what that temperature is, but any improvement definitely makes it easier. So to me, this is one of those disturbing trends in where computers are going.
John, you mentioned absolute zero. And I remember from chemistry class that absolute zero, or 0 degrees Kelvin, or minus 459.67 degrees Fahrenheit, is a temperature where atoms would stop moving. And we can't reach it, because in order to reach that, we'd have to have atoms moving to remove cold, like in a heat pump. But we can't do that because the atoms would stop moving. So nothing can be colder than absolute zero, as far as I learned. Is that what you learned?
That's what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in to think of this kind of mathematically, you know, when you divide by zero, the number that you get is infinity. So you can never really divide by zero. And if you want to, you can take a spreadsheet and start, you know, dividing by smaller and smaller numbers, and you see how your result gets larger and larger and larger. And when you get to that very close place, now you're able to accomplish these strange quantum effects repeatedly. And it kind of drives me crazy. On one hand, it's kind of like Einstein. You know, he didn't want to believe in quantum physics because it was, you know, it had some non-logical characteristics. And when I was in school, you know, I liked math and science because you were able to get an answer. Whereas when you were taking English and history, it's very much aligned with the opinions. And if your opinions didn't match that of the instructors, your grade tended to suffer. But now when you get into this weird quantum world, things happen in ways that are not necessarily logical or in a fixed answer. And that's part of where it gets really weird. And as I've mentioned before, even the people that work with quantum computers don't understand how quantum computers work. Well,
I was thinking about what you just said. Many years ago, I think it was before 1980. It was around there. I built a computer with a Motorola processor, a 16-bit processor. The processor was called a 6809. And I had trouble with it because it ran really hot. And in order to keep this computer running, I had to spray Freon on the CPU itself to keep it cool. And that's when I first learned about processors, heat, and the ability to keep running. So it's very interesting that in a very, very small way, I learned about what you're talking about many years ago. And yes, you're absolutely right. Computers seem to like, at least the processors, moving parts don't like cold temperatures, like hard drives don't like cold temperatures. But the CPUs do just fine. They seem to like it really cold. But they don't like humidity. And they don't like condensing air that would short out the processor. But in terms of temperature, they seem to like it cold. You're absolutely right.
So in going back in the history of D-Wave, you know, they show how they were doubling, I believe, every year. And then things kind of stopped a little bit after that 512 qubit computer and the connection with Google and NASA. And I don't know if it's they met some technical problem or financial problem, or now that they're playing with the big boys in government, that this is now a black ops project and information's not going to come out as well, so that what we now see in the press releases is old news, and as we go through these updates, we're actually going further into the past. So the newest ones are first, the older ones are latter. And update number two is not technical. It's D-Wave forms independent subsidiary for U.S. government business. So, I just wonder, and you look at the people involved with it, between D-Wave and, people that have had, interesting positions in government, including one that's principal deputy director of national intelligence, director of National Reconnaissance Office, deputy director of CIA for science and technology. I mean, it's the positions that have been held are, we can understand the title a little bit. We usually don't know what all they were involved with. So it's like I say often with looking at technology, it's not the technology, it's not the proposed benefits that they put into the press releases that matter. It's the question you ask, you know, how do you weaponize this, that you start understanding what's going on into this deep state mindset? And I've actually got a link in hour two. It was just a little over 56 years ago when Eisenhower gave his farewell address, and we should be able to get to that next hour. But if you don't think that weaponizing this isn't being considered, the creation of the subsidiary should prove otherwise.
And I was reading, about D-Wave Systems, and it says D-Wave Systems is the first quantum computing company. Its mission is to integrate new discoveries in physics, engineering, manufacturing, and computer science into breakthrough approaches to computation to help solve some of the world's most complex challenges. And I wonder if some of those most complex challenges are to control us and everything in the world.
Absolutely.
Sure sounds like it to me. Sure sounds like it to me.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about supercomputing and the potential for weaponizing this technology. John, please continue.
Well, let me just change a word there. These are not supercomputers, they're quantum computers. And there's a big difference there. Supercomputers are so classical computers. These quantum computers, the way they work, you basically create the problem, and the way that the people that work with the computers describe it, it's like it's shipped off to another dimension and the answer comes back. Supercomputers break things down. If you ever had any kind of matrix algebra where you're having to solve for a series of equations, you may not have actually used matrices, but you did that back in algebra where you were having to find solutions. Just imagine where you've got many, many more times the variables and many, many times the equations. Well, those can be broken down into bits and pieces, and supercomputers can work on that. You know, each one of those parts individually, then pull them all together. The quantum computer does that in a different way so that it can create a solution or a near optimal solution much, much quicker. And in some cases, what you're trying to look at would take more than the time of the universe to solve, and they're getting this back in a matter of minutes.
John, does predictive science depend on quantum computers, or can that be done with just supercomputers?
You can do that, but there's so many combinations of things out there, and it's all probabilistic. And when you're able to define that into the quantum computer, you're able to get the answer much, much faster.
Okay.
Let me just go through the headlines here, and unless I'm going backwards, September of 2016, Dave Way Systems reviews the 2,000-qubit system, and in this it says that the performance improvements of up to 1,000 times over the D-Wave 2X system, which is their 1,000-qubit, and what I had presented in Springfield was the 512-qubit system. The next article was from September of last year, saying they're planning to ship a 2,000-qubit quantum computer in 2017. So if it's not actually already being used in a project somewhere, they're going to officially say it is. From September, next quantum computing chip offers 1,000 times speed up. Again, referring to the one that's coming out this year. And from August, where they make the announcement, they talk about the temperature, 15 millikelvin, near absolute zero, 180 times colder than interstellar space. Probably not worth trying to get into Josephine tunnel junctions, but over 128,000 of those, which is what allows this to happen. And scrolling all the way down to the bottom, the D-Wave 2X is up to 100 times faster at finding good near-optimal solutions than optimal solutions. It is that's why they're able to charge so much, because it saves so much time. And when you look at everything that they're trying to look at, and when you start factoring in like what we were getting to with the self-driving cars and all of the information that it has to survey, huge amounts of data, and you're going to need quantum computers to be able to analyze that data for our controllers to make sense of it.
John, I was thinking as you're saying this, do we know about the operating system? Does that come from D-Wave 2, or is that, or is it open system? How's that work?
It doesn't. I don't believe it uses a classical operating system as we know.
Okay. So it sounds like it's proprietary. Okay. We'll be right back, John. What are we going to talk about when we come back?
Well, we'll get into the Spidey Sense for robots, MasterGuard helping farmers.
Okay. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.